There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
It's Freddie Prinz Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff, are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddie?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We're the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio Season 9.
Love at first listen.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
With new segments, correspondence, and a new sound.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Dura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everyone? Tara Roberts here with Fantasy Pros, bringing you Players to Cut for Week 3. Now let's go ahead and get started and dive right in. We'll start off with Players to Cut in deep leagues of 10 teams or more. First up, Kenyon Drake. Between Kenyon Drake, Justice Hill, and Mike Davis, Ravens running back saw 14 carries on 28 yards. The running game simply doesn't exist beyond Lamar Jackson. And we continue to wait for the return of J.K. Dobbins. There's just absolutely no point in rostering Kenyon Drake. The Ravens are choosing to run the offense through Lamar Jackson, and judging from the statistics, it's probably the better choice. Drake has no value currently and will somehow have even less value when Dobbins does return to the field. Next up, Isaiah McKenzie. In past years, the Buffalo slot receiver role has been very worthy of a roster spot. And out of Bills receivers, McKenzie is technically seeing the most snaps in the slot, but not by a significant margin in a way that he can make an actual fantasy impact. He's seen 2 receptions on 3 targets for less than a 50% snap count in each game. And even with Gabe Davis out in week 2, increased opportunities just seem to flow to Stephon Diggs. Diggs' early season usage is leading the NFL for all receivers, and if this continues, there just won't be consistent usage for lower-end receivers, and McKenzie will never be a player that you feel comfortable starting or streaming. Next up, Romeo Doubs. It was so much fun watching Romeo Doubs put on a show during training camp and preseason, and it was definitely worth a shot to take a late-round stab in drafts to see if he could pay off. But at some point, you have to cut your losses. Doubs is a promising talent. But when I spoke about the Green Bay offense heading into the season, we talked about the reality that this offense will just flow through the running backs who are trustworthy, solid on the ground, and proven pass catchers. Aaron Rodgers just doesn't typically trust or lean on rookie receivers. In week 1, with Alan Lazard out, Doubs had 4 receptions on 5 targets for 37 yards on a 57% snap count. And with Lazard back in week 2, that count went down to 37% and 2 receptions on 3 targets for 27 yards. Doubs needs time to grow in the offense. If you're in a 14-team league and can afford to wait and see if this pans out, I can understand. But 12-team leagues or lower just need to move on. Hunter Henry. With Hunter Henry, there's not a lot to talk about. The stats speak for themselves. Mac Jones is 19th in total pass attempts through 2 weeks with 65 attempts. Jacoby Myers is currently 17th in total targets in the NFL with 19 targets. Myers is seeing nearly 30% of the team's targets. Hunter Henry, who also has to split workload with Jonnu Smith, has seen 4. Yes, that is 4 total targets. This offense just isn't set up to provide Henry with any opportunity to be successful. And I don't see that changing unless there were an injury to Jonnu Smith. But even then, Myers would be the clear target hog in this offense. You just need to cut your losses and find a streaming option on a high-powered offense like Hayden Hurst, or guys commanding a solid target share on their offense like Tyler Conklin. Isaiah Spiller had a time period in draft season where many thought he would be the handcuff and heir apparent to Austin Eckler. But it's time to take a hard look at reality. The Chargers signed Sony Michel after he was cut from the Dolphins. They also gave third-year back Joshua Kelly another try as a backup as well. And for some very strange reason, they also tend to be very fond of giving rookie fullback Xander Horvath goal line looks. And Isaiah Spiller is nowhere to be found. I think the Chargers are fine with the options that they have at running back, and Spiller may not even be active. An odd amount of fantasy managers are holding on to Spiller, and at this point, you're just wasting a roster spot. It's time to let him go. Kadarius Toney. A lot of you said you were not ready to move on from Kadarius Toney, and I can understand that. He's very talented, and it's tough to let go. But are you ready to move on now? In week two, Toney played 38% of snaps, catching two of his three targets for 0 yards. And he is dealing with a hamstring injury. Toney has a bad combination of terrible injury luck and clear dislike from the current Giants regime. And the Giants will likely want to work in Wandale Robinson when he's more healthy as well. I just don't see Toney finding consistent looks in this Giants offense. Moving on to shallow leagues with 10 teams or less. First up, Isaiah Pacheco. While I love Isaiah Pacheco and certainly think he has potential and will continue to have a role in this offense, I just don't think his role will give strong fantasy production. And I don't think he's actually the direct handcuff in terms of fantasy production to Clyde Edwards-Helaire. So let's break down why. The work on the ground for CEH hasn't exactly been significant. He's seen less than 10 carries per game. It's his receiving work that continues to carry him through. And this is working out extremely well for Kansas City and should continue. In the event that CEH gets hurt, the pass-catching benefit that he sees would go to Jerick McKinnon, making McKinnon the back-to-roster over Pacheco. We may not like it, but that's the reality here. Pacheco's upside is capped, and in shallow leagues, he just isn't worthy of a roster. Devontae Parker. The main reason why I would cut Parker in shallow leagues is very similar to what we talked about with Hunter Henry. Jakobi Meyers has nearly a 30% target share in a team that just doesn't pass for high volume. So the end result is pass catchers outside of Meyers are just inconsistent and unreliable. For the second week in a row, Parker has seen only 2 targets. This week, he had 0 receptions. I get that he has a high snap count and you want to roster guys that are on the field to have a legitimate chance at targets, but Parker's usage is concerning, and unless New England makes significant changes to their offense, Parker will never be someone who you actually want in your starting lineup. Sky Moore. It wasn't wrong to take a stab at Sky Moore in drafts. Moore was a talented prospect drafted in the second round and landed on a team with no actual wide receiver one. But I don't think this is a situation where you hold him and wait it out for back half of the season production as he gets acclimated to the NFL. I wouldn't count on this being an Amon-Ra St. Brown situation. In week one, Moore saw a 19% snap count and caught his only target for 30 yards. In week two, that snap count was reduced to 4% with no targets. In Amon-Ra St. Brown's first 2 games of his last season, St. Brown had above a 60% snap count and a minimum of 4 targets. So it's a very different situation. On top of that, the Chiefs have been very clear that they are spreading targets around multiple options in the receiving core plus the running backs, and they are not committed to having one guy be that guy. So if that's the case, and Moore still can't see action on the field, it's not an indication that this is heading in a positive direction. Thanks for watching this video.
Thank you for listening to the Fantasy Pros Football Podcast. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Fantasy Pros and subscribe to our YouTube channel at youtube.com/fantasypros.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying 4th season. Hey, Jeff. Are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddy?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddy on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast.
Welcome to Locatora Radio, Season 9.
Love at first listen.
We're older, we're wiser, and we're podcasting through a new decade of our lives.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
And getting to the heart of our stories.
We're going places we've never gone before, and we're bringing you along with us.
With new segments, correspondence, and a brand new sound.
Season 9 is kicking off with an intimate interview with Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter Natalia Lafourcade. What's giving you hope right now?
Well, when I see what music does to people, it gives me a lot of hope.
If you liked Locatora before, you're gonna love Season 9.
Subscribe to our show and you'll see why Locatora is your prima's favorite podcast.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Tura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my new podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, chronicles my 6 decades in professional basketball, from growing up in the sport to becoming one of sports TV's first female broadcasters. Join me as I dig deep into the game's history, unearth some wild stories, and talk to my friends from the world of basketball, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley. It's been a wild ride, and now I get to take you with me. Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.